This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Heading to the border, top Trump officials, including Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, National Intelligence Director Tulsi Gabbard, and Vice President J.D. Vance in Eagle Pass. Vance hinting at military action to combat drug cartels.
Every single day that we continue to keep this border safe, that means less migrant crime, that means less fentanyl coming into our communities.
This is authorities in northern Mexico today found 32 kilos of fentanyl hidden inside boxes of sliced cactus. It's a quintessential Mexican food staple. It's some 275,000 pills of the lethal drug on its way to Arizona. Street value $6.5 million. A sharply divided Supreme Court today ruling that the Trump administration must comply with the district court order and pay out nearly $2 billion in foreign assistance funds to nonprofit groups for work already completed on the government's behalf. The court ruled 5-4. Chief Justice John Roberts and Justice Amy Coney Barrett siding with liberal justices. This is ABC News. The Justice Department says it's opened a civil rights investigation into whether the University of California engaged in a pattern of allowing anti-Semitism on its campuses. The department says it'll focus on incidents during protests over the October 7th terror attacks. North Texas is cleaning up from tornadoes, but in South Central Texas, the concern is wildfires.
Bone-dry conditions and winds approaching hurricane strength drove flames across wide areas around Austin and San Antonio, prompting scattered evacuations.
It's an awful feeling.
Asia Lemon watched smoke rise on the horizon around her home.
I've been through this twice before in California. Did not think I would have to go through it again in Texas. This is terrible.
The Texas A&M Forest Service put much of South Central Texas in an extreme wildfire risk. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Google is updating its search engine with next-generation artificial intelligence. The company says it'll feed its Gemini 2.0 AI model into its search engine to field more complex questions. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Matt Nair on air.
Will Westmoreland is joining us now. He is a farmer in southwestern Missouri.
This is an 80-20 Republican area down here. You can't throw a rock without hitting a Republican. And I still know all the guys I graduated with. So I always ask, don't admit you were wrong, just admit you were lied to. That's a lot easier to do. If you just admit you were lied to, you can get over here with us and start working to fight the problem.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
The Packers keep their kicker. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers re-signing place kicker Brandon McManus to a new three-year contract worth over $15 million. McManus, who turns 34 in July, will be guaranteed $5 million and given a $5 million signing bonus. The New York Jets releasing Devontae Adams, and now fans tweeting the Packers should bring the 32-year-old receiver back to Green Bay. College basketball, Marquette takes on UConn tonight at the Gamble Pavilion in Connecticut. The Badgers in Minneapolis for the border battle with Minnesota. NBA, the Bucks with a 127-121 win over the Hawks in Atlanta. Giannis with his seventh triple-double of the season. Doc Rivers asked about the mix of young and veteran players on this Bucks roster.
We're kind of mixed. We play young and old, but we're not only just veteran players. We have, like, straight grown-ups. I keep saying it. Everybody on our team is over themselves. There's nothing. There's no stuff. What I call clutter. The guys just play together. They want to do right. It's an absolutely fantastic team to coach.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. A complete unknown drew a complete goose egg at the Oscars despite 8 Academy Award nominations. To make matters worse, according to The Hollywood Reporter, the subject of the Bob Dylan biopic, also known as Bob Dylan, was invited to both present and perform at the ceremony, but declined on both fronts. Mick Jagger ended up presenting in his place. At the beginning of the show, host Conan O'Brien joked that Timothy Chalamet learned how to sing so well in preparation for playing Bob Dylan, he almost didn't get the role. Tabloids love their clickbait. After finding out that Mikey Madison won the Oscar for Best Actress as Anora, tabloids made a big stink that Demi Moore gritted her teeth and seemed upset. A closer look at the situation by a lip reader revealed Moore turned to the person next to her and said, "Nice." One clickbait tabloid in particular said later in its article that Moore was very happy for Madison. Now that's journalism. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy and windy this evening, then a clearing sky with the wind dying down overnight, and a low in the upper teens. Mostly sunny tomorrow, high upper 30s. Continued warming for Friday and the weekend. Highs in the 40s, even 50s by Sunday. Current temp is 30.
Maggie Dawn.
Mark Hutt's newest poll has dropped. We'll be joined at 2 p.m. by Dr. Charles Franklin to discuss what Wisconsinites know about the candidates for the Supreme Court and what are our opinions about Elon.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. This is the talk of La Crosse. Eagle 1490 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
It's a good day to be indigenous.
Get up, stand up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Cody Cup, Hidney Cup gave me.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Kutagi, to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. Hey, we discuss local, national, Native news and events, and Chujunk, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Yes, Dago, you are right. This portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Yeah, you know, how was your a day after your birthday there, Chujunk?
Hey, you know, it was good. We got plenty of snow, so I'm excited to do some more skiing this season. That's a plus.
Yeah.
To be positive about the snow.
Well, and it's funny, my snowblower didn't work. We had 12 inches here, I think, in the Twin Cities, and snowblower didn't work, so then I had to shovel, and it was heart attack weather, but I feel like I'm in pretty good shape, so I only got dizzy twice, and I slowed down a little bit, but man, the snow was heavy.
Man, yeah, you elders got to take it easy out there, especially with that heart attack snow. That was a term that I heard again for the first time this season yesterday. Mm. And that's like the snow that's really wet and heavy, and you can easily overexert yourself when you're shoveling that and not realize it. So that's why it's called heart attack snow.
Exactly. And, you know, these are the times, you know, I wish you lived closer so you could like help me shovel. But I know you have your own house to deal with. So
we had the snow drifts up against our garage doors today. So we kind of had to shovel ourselves out.
Oh, no. Well, we're going to have Arvina Martin on very soon. And we also have Bob Blake from Red Lake. I always like to say that I've known Bob and his family since I was a little child. And, you know, Bob's brother, I don't know if you've ever heard us talk about this, but he was a sergeant in the Minneapolis police and a well-respected, well-known sergeant in the Minneapolis Police Department, Native American. And he passed on, geez, it must be 10 years now, but people still know him and remember him. And yeah, it's an honor to have Bob on, too, because Bob does so much with the solar, and he's out there in the community and working hard for his tribe, but also the whole Native community.
I also, that reminds me of a couple people we're going to have on later in the week. Like tomorrow, we're going to have Heather Miracle Fahey back on. She's going to come talk about the John Bobolink Powwow coming up this weekend at Johnson Senior High School. I know Barry, a family friend of ours, is joining us from Owamni Yamni Okota Yapi, which is formerly known as Friends of the Falls in Minneapolis. And then hopefully Mary on Friday too.
Wow. That's great. It's good to know the week, and it's always great to have good guests like we have on today with Arvina Martin. She's, you know, Haley, you and our guests make the show, and I just feel like I'm a conduit with good thoughts and good feelings, and I hope I'm a good boss too.
Oh, you're the best boss, Digga.
Well, I hope so, because I am HR too. So if you have any complaints, you have to complain to me.
To you, yeah. Well, speaking of Arvina, I want to give a shout out to Arvina for guest hosting the show with me last week.
Yeah.
And doing an amazing job hosting Ruth Ann Thorne.
Yeah, definitely.
Which, what's her show called? Ruth Ann's 12-part docuseries, which is called This Is Indian Country, aired the first episode on March 3rd, actually. And you can find that on FNX, which is First Nations Experience.
Right. Well, why don't we get Arvina on now? And Arvina, good to see you. And again, I was telling Haley this past week that the show was going so well. I was listening to the show that you hosted, and I wanted to call in and get on and mess it up a little bit because it was going so well.
Just went too smoothly, huh?
Yeah. It's like, wow, I wanted to do this show. But it was awesome. And again, big Peeny Geeky, thank you so much for stepping in. You and State Representative Heather Keeler are the two best hosts. And I hope Robert Lilligren now isn't listening. Well, we have a lot to talk about, and I'm just stunned about last night with the orange one and watching some of that. But I really, really feel good about our friend walking out and getting kicked out, Representative Al Green. I think we need more of that. Again, I welcome Arvina, Executive Director of Emerge Wisconsin, and our friend in Ho-Chunk. Ho-wah.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I really had hoped that that would be like the first of several get-ups or being escorted out. I believe that he was yelling at the president that he didn't have a mandate on ending Medicare or cutting Medicaid. I can't. Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness, my brain is.
Yep, that's right. No, that's right.
And it and that was what. The comments that took him out, I suppose the fact that he was shaking his cane too probably wasn't. I mean, it made for a really great image and made me feel good, but maybe not so much the Secret Service or the sergeant, the assembly sergeant, or I mean, not right. assembly, Congress sergeant right. staff.
Yeah. Well, Arvina, one of the things that happened too that at least I was watching MSNBC, they weren't showing, is that slowly people were trickling out and leaving from the Democratic side. And so that was pretty powerful too.
Yeah, no, I didn't know that there were people that were getting up and leaving. The video that I saw did not show that. And I didn't see empty seats either, really. But I did see a lot of people sitting down the whole time, not standing up for things, that were obviously being made to bait them into wanting to stand up. And just, it was a crazy speech. I can't believe that he put on the table in his address to Congress about taking over the Panama Canal and Greenland. I mean, I call me naive, but I had kind of thought that maybe those two items were bluster, and it seems to be that they're getting closer to being actual policy things that he wants to carry out, which is horrifying. Especially when you put it in context with him talking about turning Gaza into a resort town, and had that crazy video of him and Elon Musk and I think Netanyahu like sitting poolside or something to that effect. I mean, it's giving colonialism and it's giving conquest, and I am not here for that.
Well, and what I again, I have a big problem with mainstream media, first for normalizing this, and now really not showing. The whole world is protesting this. The whole world is going to Tesla stores and burning charging stations and things like that. And we're not seeing that on the mainstream news about how people are feeling across the world about this soon to be dictator.
Yeah, absolutely. And that is really scary. I think seeing those displays would give a lot of people more hope. And so that's precisely why they're not doing it. Because.
Right. We'll talk more about that, but we also want to talk about our own mental health and how we can take care of things later on, and what we can do, because there are things coming up, popping up that we can do and people are doing across Turtle Island that are not standing for this. So there's things to do. We need to resist. All right.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. We're here with Arvina Martin and Haley Cherry, and we'll be right back. This is Native Roots Radio.
Activism in the 21st century takes many forms. For Minnesota Chippewa artist Rory Wakeemup, it's Funktivism. He uses humor, satire, and regalia to challenge social and environmental injustice. Smart Wars is Wakeemup's latest solo exhibition. It's a bold mix of Indigenous heritage with modern commentary. Through his multimedia art, Wakeemup challenges perceptions and sparks conversations about Native resilience, climate action, and truth-telling. See Smart Wars at Alma Relations Arts in Minneapolis, February 27th through April 5th. Details at almarelationsarts.org. The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis AIR. AIR stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis AIR dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune in to Minneapolis AIR on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, right here on AM 950. Support for Native Roots Radio comes from the Walker Art Center, an art space that's more than the Spoon and Cherry. Galleries celebrate contemporary visual art, including Indigenous artists like Edgar Heap of Birds, Cheyenne and Arapaho Nation, and Jim Demeny, Ojibwe. Additionally, films screen in the cinema, and performances are shown on stage. Free every Thursday night and free every day for members and citizens of tribal nations. Learn more at walkerart.org. Again, that's walkerart.org.
Do you have a vehicle you no longer need? Are you a little cash strapped? Rudy Luther Toyota will pay you for your used vehicle. It's really simple. Head to RudyLutherToyota.com, answer a few simple questions, and Rudy Luther Toyota will get you an instant offer. Then they will set up an appointment, and after a quick verification, they will handle all the paperwork and coordinate getting you your check. It's that simple. It's a fast way for you to get rid of the vehicle you no longer need, putting money in your hands. For more information, head to RudyLutherToyota.com. That's RudyLutherToyota.com.
Hi, this is Representative Sharice Davids from Kansas. I'm Ho-Chunk, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Development Institute, or NACD, in Minneapolis.
I got to unmute myself here. I'm new. I'm new to this. Thank you. 9 years. I'm new every day for 9 years. There we go. Hey, we are here with Arvina Martin, our friend from Emerge Wisconsin, CEO. And we're talking a little bit politics. And we have you for a couple more segments. So I think we'll talk about healing the third segment. And right now, get more into talking about what happened. The group 50-50 movement is still having actions happen. And I know at the Capitol here in Minnesota, there was a big crowd there a couple days ago. And so we just have to talk about, getting out there and protesting and making it happen. And I know Trump wants to defund colleges that have any protests happening at the schools. And it's crazy because I'm a child of the 60s, Arvina, and I remember the Vietnam War, and that's where it all came from.
And I grew up in Madison, Wisconsin, where I remember having a walkout in elementary school about something. I can't remember if it was lunch related or like there was a policy change, but I think the fifth graders walked out of a class or something, didn't come back after lunch.
Madison's so, right up there is a social justice city for sure.
So I there's going to be a lot of ways for people to protest and resist, and I think we should think of this as ourselves as a larger piece of a resistance, and we need people to do all of the things. So you know, sometimes our roles are going to look different, and you know, we shouldn't like in order to kind of connect with the future self-care, we shouldn't fault people for not participating in everything, and knowing that there are you know, some folks that don't feel comfortable doing like protesting in person, maybe because they have social anxiety, maybe because they're undocumented and don't want to put themselves in that position. So you know, we need to keep people moving and doing all of the things, whether it is a continued economic, you know, like boycott, I guess it would like talking about making that a longer term solution. And I mean, I participated in the Friday, buying blackout. And you know, that is a way that we can continue to influence power, since it seems to be that money is the only thing that folks will listen to. But, you know, protesting, you know, I kind of love the idea of protesting at Tesla dealerships. And I actually think I saw something about people trying to resell their Teslas because they don't want them anymore, because now everybody thinks they're like edgelords.
Exactly. Well, I know our what was her name that did the horror movies, she sold back hers and gave it away. And I know there's a musician that sold hers and gave the money to NPR. So there's things like that. One of the things too about Amazon, I'd just like to throw this out at you, Arvina and Haley, is that, you know, the company exists. You know, if you find something you want on Amazon, Google the company name, order it from their site, casually find a 10% or you can usually find a 10% code somewhere. You'll still get the product in 2 to 8 days. Company avoids losing 25% margin to Amazon, and you avoid giving money to Amazon. And I think those things that are coming up, there's going to be a whole week Amazon boycott coming up here in March that I see. So that's something with teeth, because I know here in the Twin Cities where Target is based out of, they lost $15 billion in 1 month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
because of their DEI stuff.
Yep. Because they, and I think Target hurt because we thought that they actually believed.
Right.
You know, like Walmart, if Walmart did the same thing, I don't know if they did or if they even had any DEI anything. But like, if you heard that Walmart was dropping their DEI, you'd be like, yeah, figures. But I think that we all thought that Target was more progressive, or maybe they had been at one point and aren't anymore. That was kind of a sad realization for a lot of people.
Really good point. And I don't know if you were familiar with, he was state senator and a governor, Dayton. Target started from the Dayton stores, and he's a grandson of the founder of, and he was totally a liberal person. So their family was pretty outraged, but they must not have anything to do with the daily operations, or it's more of a, you know, a stock market store now as opposed to a family business.
Yeah, I mean, that would make sense that it's so big that the original family ethos didn't persist through all the changes.
Well, what's interesting here too, Arvina, in the Twin Cities, that now we see on the news that Target's complaining about these tariffs now. And it's just like, well, you're supporting him and now you're complaining. I'm really confused.
He told you he was going to do this.
Right.
He told us all multiple times that he was going to do this. People tried to explain that tariffs don't mean that that country pays. We right. pay for it. It just gets added onto their costs. And now we're having tariff wars with Mexico and Canada, which is insane. A lot of the things that we use for manufacturing or for like building, you know, lots of lumber, et cetera. And I don't know what else. I apologize for not knowing the other exports of Canada, but like things for manufacturing and for building homes and other buildings the costs are going to increase because it just keeps going back and forth. It's a tariff war. And then, mm-hmm. you know, thinking about fruits and vegetables that maybe we are getting that have been grown in Mexico.
Right.
You know, guacamole is about to be real pricey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Wendy loves guac here at the Pilot household here. Mm-hmm. And it's just, where is the line? Where is the tipping point for, you know, our libertarians and moderate Republicans to speak out? Because, you know, when you break it down, you know, this is not a mandate. He won by, you know, 1%. People voted for somebody else with 1%. 36% of this country did not vote that are eligible voters. This is not a mandate.
Oh, absolutely not. And that's one of the reasons why I was glad that Congressman Green protested until he got kicked out talking about mandates. Because they keep lying to us and telling us these things, and we know they're not true.
Right.
But for some reason, we're asked to play along with mm-hmm. it. And like, it's delusional to me mm-hmm. that just the truth is so like it's not being put out there enough.
Right. And again, that's the mainstream media not calling them on it. You know, when they're trying to be in the middle and report, you have to, if you see a car crash, you're going to have to report the car crash. You can't say that you have to report what you see. I don't know. Are you a fan of The Daily Show?
I used to be. I haven't watched it in a long time, mostly because that's when I'm already in my Golden Girls mindset and I have to.
Oh, yeah.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. So I'm already circa 1987 in you know, getting ready to go sit on the lanai or whatever. But
well, John Stewart accepts Elon Musk's offer to do an unedited interview on his Daily Show. And it's funny to see John Stewart's reply to that. Yes, let's do it. And a live interview is not edited. So he was already making fun of Elon. So this may be one of the most watched shows on the Comedy Central since the Christmas Poo from South Park back in 96.
Oh, Mr. Hanky.
That's right. Oh, Arvina, you're a lot younger, but you know all these.
Yeah. I believe I put in my senior year high school little quote things. No, kitty, that's my pot pie.
What?
No, I took that very seriously.
Poor Haley. Haley's, I don't get any Haley's left out.
Yeah. Oh, I wanted to say, who was that one girl that was at the thing yesterday who was holding up the sign that said this was not normal, and then that guy ripped it out of her hands? Did you see that?
Yeah, I definitely did. It was definitely a representative who was standing next to Trump with that sign, and pictures were being taken, and then another male Republican violently ripped it out of her hands.
Almost gave Trump a paper cut across his face. Too bad.
Wow. We could only hope. Jeez. I mean, I hope this is not too triggering for you, Arvina, because I really enjoy talking to you about this, and I really think our listeners like it too, because we want to stay on top of things and it's a comedy.
You're listening to the Talk of Lacrosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Heading to the border, top Trump officials, including Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, National Intelligence Director Tulsi Gabbard, and Vice President J.D. Vance in Eagle Pass. Vance hinting at military action to combat drug cartels.
Every single day that we continue to keep this border safe, that means less migrant crime, that means less fentanyl coming into our communities.
This is authorities in northern Mexico today found 32 kilos of fentanyl hidden inside boxes of sliced cactus. It's a quintessential Mexican food staple. It's some 275,000 pills of the lethal drug on its way to Arizona. Street value $6.5 million. A sharply divided Supreme Court today ruling that the Trump administration must comply with a district court order and pay out nearly $2 billion in foreign assistance funds to nonprofit groups for work already completed on the government's behalf. The court ruled 5-4, Chief Justice John Roberts and Justice Amy Coney Barrett siding with liberal justices. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The Packers keep their kicker. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. The Packers re-signing place kicker Brandon McManus to a new three-year contract worth over $15 million. McManus, who turns 34 in July, will be guaranteed $5 million and given a $5 million signing bonus. The New York Jets releasing Devontae Adams, and now fans tweeting the Packers should bring the 32-year-old receiver back to Green Bay. College basketball, Marquette takes on UConn tonight at the Gamble Pavilion in Connecticut. The Badgers in Minneapolis for the border battle with Minnesota. NBA, the Bucks with a 127-121 win over the Hawks in Atlanta. Giannis with his seventh triple-double of the season. Doc Rivers asked about the mix of young and veteran players on this Bucks roster.
We're kind of mixed. We play young and old, but we're not only just veteran players. We have, like, straight grown-ups. I keep saying it. Everybody on our team is over themselves. There's nothing. There's no stuff. What I call clutter. The guys just play together. They want to do right. It's an absolutely fantastic team to coach.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The tabloids love to stir up trouble and are continuing to do so following last week's Oscars broadcast. After Kieran Culkin won Best Supporting Actor for his role in A Real Pain, cameras caught Edward Norton, who also was nominated for his role in A Complete Unknown, leaning over and saying the F word to his wife. It's not 100% clear what he said or if he was referring to the fact that he lost or if he's the most awkward romantic ever. Margaret Qualley's star is on the rise after a small but star-making role in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood and playing opposite Demi Moore in this year's Oscar-nominated The Substance. The world is pretty much her oyster. After a really unnecessary James Bond music tribute at the Oscars last week, which happened just in time as Bond was killed off 2 years ago, fans are now saying they hope the daughter of Andy McDowell becomes a Bond girl. Quite a leap. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy and windy this evening, then a clearing sky with the wind dying down overnight and a low in the upper teens. Mostly sunny tomorrow, high upper 30s. Continued warming for Friday and the weekend. Highs in the 40s, even 50s by Sunday.
It's 28 degrees right now.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Brian Lomax, defend the vote.
The SAVE Act will make it harder for all Americans to vote. Now you need a passport. Wisconsin specific, 5 million people don't have a passport. Now it's $130 per passport.
Even if you can afford to get a passport, that is a months-long process. Unless you planned a year ahead, you're not going to be able to vote.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we are talking all things legal with Jim Santel, host of Amicus, a law review. He joins us at 10:30. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Oh-ho, this is Dallas Goldtooth, and you're listening to the Native Roots Radio. Hoka, hecha, wecha.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Clinic on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis, honoring health and tradition.
Yes, I do. Hey, we are here with Arvina Martin, Executive Director of Emerge Wisconsin, and we're going to kind of change gears here a little bit, but before we do, I want to talk about a little bit about the March, National Women's History Month, and it's in Gender Equity Month here. It's not in March. It's the month of March. Fooled y'all. It's like, there's a March? What?
There probably will be.
Right, but we don't know yet. But I read that sentence on my notes here a little incorrectly. Can we start over? No, this is a live show. That's right. Whoa. So we got it's National Women's History Month, which again should be every month, right?
I mean, it would be nice if all of our months were inclusive. It'd be pretty great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. And of course, it was just African American Month, and they give them the shortest month. February.
I think when I realized that, I kind of just. Like smacked my head like, are you kidding me? Of course. Mm-hmm. The powers that be. But I actually spent Black History Month, trying to follow more Black creators on social media, like on Instagram and on Blue Sky, etc. And I've come up and I should have put together a list, but my algorithm is getting a lot more interesting, and I'm learning a lot more about Black history, about culture of Black folks, the different cultures of Black folks across the country. And so it's cool, but and the same thing when you start paying attention during Women's History Month, at least I get upset that I didn't learn about any of this.
Right.
Previously. Like nobody talked about it. I mean, I didn't know about the Tulsa Massacre.
Right.
Not being a riot until I watched, what is the name of the show? It's the Marvel show on HBO with Regina King, who was awesome.
Oh, yeah. Well, I didn't know that until it was brought up. And it was brought up during George Floyd, and people were going, what? I've never heard of this.
Watchmen.
Yes. That's what it's called. Oh, thank you so much. Hey.
I got fast typing fingers.
Oh,
yes. I'm learning about other, massacres and people lynching folks in order to intimidate people into leaving their communities. And so entire, families and generations of Black wealth were destroyed in these kinds, when people tried to destroy Black communities throughout this country. And then those descendants have to start over. And again, I never heard about any of that stuff in school. And I went to the school where fifth graders protest,
Right. Well, there's a lot of things, of course, being 63 years old, I am, and that I wasn't privy to. And if you think about history not being that long ago, I mean, I was a junior in high school when we could finally practice our own religion, 1978. So, yeah. I mean, I'm not that old, but it was a while ago. And those things, I don't think people understand, and it's good that we talk about it here on Native Roots Radio, because we have a lot of allies and a lot that listen to the show, and to bring it up, because when we're out in community, I hear a lot of people say, I did not know that. And a lot of times I didn't know that until the guest brings things up, like you, Arvina.
Yeah. And that is why sometimes I appreciate my brain's ability to hang on to stories that I've only heard once or things like that. So I can bring up something interesting later and it's not just boring things.
Well, I'm really good at Trivia Pursuit because I know a lot about a little bit.
Yeah.
But I know
a little bit about a lot.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Oh, yeah, okay. That won't get me a job, but it would definitely will be good at Trivia Pursuit.
And I'm usually pretty interesting to talk to. You know, I try to keep up my end of the conversation, so it's not just me having fun and blah.
Well, you do well here, and it's a good example here on Native Roots Radio on our conversations. You know, we got in this month too, Ho-Chunk Founders Day, a powwow on the cross. And last year, I don't know if you went last year, but it looked like it was very successful. So I'm going to make sure I make it this year.
Yeah, I'm making plans to go up as well. And my family might be selling too. So selling like beadwork.
Oh,
sounded so sketchy to say we might be selling.
Well, and
beadwork.
And it's fun too, Arvina, to talk about that because we bring it up because of our family store, Native Roots Trading Post here in the Twin Cities. And what's fun to bring up is that, you know, tell our allies out there, if it's for sale, anyone could buy the earrings, for instance, and wear them, and it's always good when you go to a flea market kind of thing and you see something like that, you ask who made that. And if they're offensive and won't tell you, don't buy it. It's made in China. If they can tell you who made it, what family, what clan, go ahead and buy it. It's real.
Yeah. And I always tell people that's a really good way to directly support Native people is by purchasing their products. And sometimes that is like a pair of moccasins. You know, I am happy to give money to people who can make things that I can't. Mm-hmm. So that, I mean, not only so I can have that thing, like a pair of for folks that don't know, Ho-Chunks, women, our moccasins have this flap that kind of goes over the toe. And I've tried to pattern it and I've not mastered it yet. So I would be much happier to pay somebody for their time and their skills and give them another opportunity to, you know, keep our ways going. I mean, maybe in a different way than 100 years ago, but ways that are valid and you know, by purchasing jewelry or art from a Native person, you know, you're directly supporting them and their lives. I think that's a really great way to support Native people.
And heck, why not, if you're in the neighborhood, stop at one of our Ho-Chunk gaming casinos.
Absolutely.
Stay at the hotel and stay all night.
The whole night, the whole thing.
Exactly. Yeah, there's a nice one in Madison where you live, and they do a great job out there. And my other job, it's that time of year where we talk about a fiscal supporting of our businesses, and it's really good to hear what they do and how they're doing. And you know, especially coming out of COVID, and we're all worried, and all our gaming and things were totally shut down. And we have a lot to be proud of when it comes to being citizens and of Ho-Chunk Nation.
Absolutely. And knowing that, you know, we got notices or communication from our president, John Greendeer, about what he was going to be working on in light of this new administration. So, you know, I'm sure that this is the same with tribes across the country, that their leaders are looking to see how they can protect their families and, mm-hmm. and their entire communities from something that is unprecedented in modern times, at least. I mean, I'm sure we've had coups, you know.
Right. Well, oh, Andrew Jackson, his idol, Andrew Jackson, was probably the worst one. And I know as Ho-Chunk people, we've gone through our own six separate or five separate trails of tears across Minnesota and the Dakotas and Nebraska. And people have come back to Wisconsin and to the place where Red Clay is. And, you know, we're resilient and we've gone through this before. We just have a lot of things that we have to protect when it comes to our people and our people's well-being.
Yeah, absolutely. My train of thought completely derailed, but I just, I am really glad that we have tribal leaders that are doing things like for the Ho-Chunk Nation, I know making our tribal IDs real ID compliant. Mm-hmm. Is awesome, I think. And a good way to both protect us as tribal members, but also to a display of sovereignty that mm-hmm. is acceptable, you know, that you can give your tribal ID. Like, I've tried to give my tribal ID to TSA and every time they're like, no, that one doesn't count. And then I get huffy. No. Inside, not to the TSA person, but I get huffy inside and pull out my driver's license. So, and I, you know, I vote with my tribal ID every single mm-hmm. time. And I even offer to show it to like new poll workers if they mm-hmm. like have never seen one before. Because I'm proud that we have that sovereignty and we can show that, you know, in our lives every day. And I'm grateful for our leaders that are lurking on protecting us in our communities right now.
Absolutely. And I got to tell you too, I'm winding down in my political career. It'll be done in 4 months, and it's been a beautiful experience to see how things work and being a part of that. We've accomplished so much since the 4 years of things that were going on. I just got to tell you too, Arvina, if the line's short, this is how I do it at the airport because I fly a lot. I will make them take my tribal ID and get a supervisor and they end up okaying it. If it's a long line, I probably bring out the old Minnesota one if they don't accept it. Because a lot of people, it seems like that work in the TSA are new because they don't see stuff like this. And this is stuff that happens all the time. Arvina Martin, Executive Director of Emerge Wisconsin, Big Peeny Gigi, thank you so, so much for being on as always.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I love joining you guys.
Okay, we'll see you next week. Hey, this is Native Roots Radio. Up next, Bob Blake from Red Lake. We just love to say that. Solar Bear with the Solar News.
The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis AIR. AIR stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis AIR dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune in to Minneapolis AIR on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, right here on AM 950.
Minnesotans are hardy. We don't let snow or ice get in our way. We have places to go, so making sure your vehicle is in prime shape for winter driving is so important. Take your vehicle to Rudy Luther Toyota for all your service needs. I was just there. I got my oil and filters replaced, and they did a complete safety check to make sure my vehicle can tackle winter. And they service all makes and models of vehicles. Head to RudyLutherToyota.com and use their super easy Toyota service schedule to set up your service appointment today. Rudy Luther Toyota on the southeast corner of 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
Your heart beats for generations. Take care of it.
There's a lot that we can do to take care of ourselves. And so I think it's important to take the smaller steps and break it down into more manageable pieces because the little steps leads to big changes.
Every beat of your heart tells a story of love, resilience, and hope. For Indigenous women, taking care of your heart means creating more moments with the ones you cherish. Let's protect that story. Learn more at hennepin.us/heart-beats.
Support for Native Roots Radio comes from the Walker Arts Center, an art space that's more than the spoon and cherry. Galleries celebrate contemporary visual art, including Indigenous artists like Edgar Heap of Birds, Cheyenne and Arapaho Nation, and Jim Demeny, Ojibwe. Additionally, films screen in the cinema, and performances are shown on stage. Free every Thursday night and free every day for members and citizens of tribal nations. Learn more at walkerart.org. Again, that's walkerart.org.
Aneen, I'm Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, and you are listening to Native Roots Radio.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
In this portion of the show, we like to bring awareness to our Minnesota wolf population. Say no to the hunts. How?
Bob Blake from Red Lake. Hey, I want to introduce my friend Bob Blake, and he's owner of Solar Bear and executive director of the nonprofit Native Sun. And it's the Solar Bear with the Solar News, and he's got a St. Patrick's Day twins hat on, I see. Oh, wow.
I got the luck of the Irish. The tie.
Yeah, lucky charms are magically delicious.
My lucky charms. Yeah. Hey, that was a great segment with Arvina. That was awesome. Robert, I want to start showing my tribal ID mark now.
Yeah.
It's packed away, right? It's like in my important documents. I have an important document thing. But it's like in my important documents, and I want to look at the four forps, look at what you people make me do to show you Bob Blake is who he says he is, who you claim he is. Because I know it says it on that piece of paper. It says four force, you know, that blood quantum letter or whatever, right? You get I have that.
You don't have an ID, like a driver's license ID?
I have the ID, but it's in my important documents.
Yeah, okay.
I bought one of those like little like portable like safety things, you know what I mean? For all my stuff in case, you know what I mean?
In case your house burns down and you still got
ID. You know how like when you walk into Costco, they have those things right there and they like get you? They had like a display of like little safety boxes, and I was
twins hats too. They have right.
Yeah,
there,
I was like, so. I'm gonna need this one day. Dude, because I go to Costco.
I always use my tribal ID, and it's an education thing too. People don't know what sovereign nation means. They don't know. It's an opportunity for us to, you know, show our sovereignty, but also explain it to people that want to listen. And a lot of people don't know, like, hey, we're like France, you know, we're our own nation.
And I remember when I used to like check IDs downtown Minneapolis, right? And
yeah, when you were working for Prince.
Yeah, when I was like working at the clubs and stuff, and I would always be like, you know, accepting tribal IDs and stuff, and like, you know, schooling everyone on that, right? Because they would like, Bob, how do you read these things? And I'm like, here you go, this is how you do it, you know what I mean? But it was like, all right, man, yeah, you know. And it just, but you're right, Robert, though, that's a great idea. I mean, just like educating folks on that. And I gotta pull that out of my secret, you know.
I think you have to find it sounds like. But
hey, Robert, I got a good story here. I got a couple good stories.
Let's do it.
And Minneapolis is resetting its expectations for the climate partnership that came out of the franchise agreement. So the franchise agreement is something that utilities make with municipalities in agreement to be able to sell energy to the customers in that jurisdiction. So in this case, it'd be the city of Minneapolis, right? With Xcel Energy. And they signed these agreements for like, usually 10, 20 years, right? And out of these agreements come like the Energy Vision Advisory Committee, where, you know, regular folks from the area can join and can talk about integrated resource plans and all these really cool things, right? But it's a really good positive thing that's happening. And I just want to throw a couple of statistics out here, because this has been done, and I encourage a lot of communities that are listening right now, wherever you're at right now, because I know we're being played in Chicago, Kansas City, wherever. I encourage you guys to take this up, because you got to think about a lot of the things that happen out of this. CenterPoint is a part of this, and 61 million has been invested in energy efficiency programs since 2017 by CenterPoint, saving residents 25 million in reduced in energy costs, 245 metric tons of emissions. I mean, there's so many of these statistics. The city has become renewable energy through one of the Xcel Energy programs called the Renewable Connect program. They met their goal of 100% renewable electricity in 2023. So I guess the important thing that I'm trying to say to everybody is, you know, push your local elected officials to start, you know, an energy vision advisory committee, or to get into a partnership with their utilities and push them to do these things, because a lot of good things do happen. There's been an on bill program that started out of this. I was a part of that advocacy when I was on the Energy Vision Advisory Committee for the city of Minneapolis. So mm-hmm. I'm just saying, like, good things come out of this for the consumers. And this is a great way for the utility to interact with the public, with city leaders, and then vice versa. So everything's on the table. So I just want to show that and say, you know, hey, kudos to Xcel Energy, city of Minneapolis, and everybody that is on this board right here, because I know a lot of them, and they're really doing good work, Robert. I just wanted to point that out. It's a good story. And I think in this time of all the negativity that's coming out of Washington, D.C. right now, we could use some good stories.
Is a great story. I got to just jump back about the IDs real quick. And I just got an ID a few years ago, and it said Elder on it. And I was like, oh,
I who was that Augusto Firekeeper that had the young elder, or that he's the young elder? Remember that one?
junior elder.
Young elder. I want to say some things. A lot of people say I'm smart. Anyways,
that was
on Reservation Dogs. Another really good thing happening right now, Robert, is a lot of this money is being freed now from the federal government. Now it's coming back. Solar for All was coming back on. A lot of these programs are coming back on. And you know, Robert, you know, I just feel like what's happening is this administration is trying to weaponize money against communities mm-hmm. across the country by withholding these funds, right? Mm-hmm. And yep. I heard you all talking about it a little bit, about the tribes and how they're dealing with the administration. And I think it's a waste of time to bring lawsuits against this administration, especially for tribal nations, when, you know, I'm just saying this, and this is Solar Bear saying his point, I don't think it would be wise to risk sovereignty or anything around in that realm, because I think a lot of the things that this administration is going to do is bring the stuff forward and then back down at the last moment. I think we're seeing it with a lot of this trade stuff and a lot of these other things. And like I said, I think what this administration is doing is just trying to weaponize the money so they can say, hey, you know, so he can say, kiss the finger, I'm your king, kiss the finger, I gave you that money. Oh no, that money was already appropriated. That money was already, you know, set to go. You didn't do anything. You know what I'm saying? Just want to like throw that out there for everyone. So, you know, you're hearing all the stories and everything. Let's let this play out, everyone. Let's allow this to happen. So I just want to put that 2 cents out there. And I like a lot of people, you know, because I have a lot of projects that are being government funded and you mm-hmm. know, and I work in a lot of in the space, Robert, you know that. It's really stressful. So please, everyone, please take care of yourself. Like, do some self-care. I've been caught up in a lot of this stuff. I've been doing a lot of doom scrolling too. Like, get mm-hmm. off of that, go work out, hit the gym, do something positive for yourself, because like self-care is so important right now. And everyone, I love Solar Bear loves you, and I hope everyone takes care of themselves. And that is the Solar Bear.
You're listening to the Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, making the popcorn pick of the week will be Civic Media's own Todd Alba. And then Northeast Wisconsin singer-songwriter Paul Hanna joins me in the studio. I'm telling you, don't miss this.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. The Todd Alba Show.
Trump and Vance verbally assaulted the president of Ukraine, an ally of the U.S. Trump defending the president of Russia, a known dictator. This is a complete capitulation to our sworn enemies. And it's time for Republicans, my former party that I left in 2011, to speak the hell up. Because if we don't, it's not going to be long before we don't have anything left to defend.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The stock market surged today after the Trump administration granted automakers a one-month exemption from tariffs imposed a day earlier. But Trump says the tariffs on everything else from Mexico, Canada, and China stand. Could the U.S. strike drug cartels in Mexico now that they're designated terror organizations? Vice President J.D. Vance took a pass on that question today when he and other administration officials visited the border at Eagle Pass, Texas. But Vance did say,
every single day that we continue to keep this border safe, that means less migrant crime, that means less fentanyl coming into our communities.
Late today, President Trump threatened Hamas, issuing what he called a last warning on Truth Social, demanding they release all the hostages, including the dead, or, quote, there will be hell to pay after. Now in custody on U.S. soil, an alleged terror suspect that federal prosecutors accuse of helping plan the deadly Afghanistan bombing at Kabul airport during the U.S. withdrawal in 2021. This is ABC News.